This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. I'm Gretchen Rubin.
And I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And this is A Little Happier.
Gretch, I am joining you this week on A Little Happier to talk about a holiday hack.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, this week our holiday hack for the way you can make your holidays happier has to do with the new year. Because, you know, we all go into the new year with sort of hopes and ambitions. So how do you make that a reality? And so the hack for the new year to make it better than before is to really pick a one-word theme or like a one phrase theme that really distills what you want for the new year into this very kind of short, snappy idea so that it's easier to kind of drive forward with this really powerful, single-minded energy. Because I think a lot of times you might have a lot of different ideas, but when I really try to just pick one word or one phrase, it all kind of comes into a much sharper focus.
So do you have a word for this year?
Yeah, now the word that I'm thinking about for this year is definitely in the family with the words I've picked in the past. I think there's a definite like family of things, because in previous years I've picked words like upgrade and lighten up. And this year's word is repurpose. Because I realize I have all this material that I've created because I'm sort of a compulsive writer and note taker. And I feel like it could turn into other things and that would be really creative and fun and satisfying. But I never focus on it because I'm always sort of driving ahead. So this year, I want to focus on driving ahead and doing new things, but also figuring out how I can repurpose what I've already created. But then also like in other areas of my life, it's like, how can I make more out of what I already have? Like, how can I use up what I have? How can I put things to use? This is related to my constant desire to spend out, which was one of my personal commandments. So I'm really focused on repurpose.
Well, I like that.
Now, how about you? What have you picked in the past? And do you have a thought for this year?
Well, let's see. Some of my favorites of the past were free time, style was one. That's what I'm still trying to get to, Gretch. Ongoing. Hot Wheels. That was the year I finally got a car in L.A. You'll remember the first 4 years I lived in L.A., I did not have a car. So that was the year of the car. Last year, I did a novel. And you'll remember I was going to write a novel, which did not happen. But I did do some new things, though, which were novels. So we'll just go with that. But this year... This might not surprise anyone because, you know, I've talked about my renovation a lot on this podcast. This year, I've chosen the word home because, you know, I really want to just be settled into our house now that we've gone through this renovation. And part of that to me is having people over to our home. You know, we didn't want to have anyone over when it was just all messed up. And so now I really want to entertain and like get our house exactly the way we want it and just like have a really nice home.
And Elizabeth, I think home is such a great choice for you. And it's a perfect example of like how the one word theme can kind of help you drive forward. And also it's kind of a holiday hack too, because for you, hospitality and entertaining is so much a part of the holiday and part of just what you want out of your house. And so I could see how distilling it into this single word will help you kind of set your priorities and remind yourself of like what you want to do. Like, I really do want to have people over and I really do want to get those pictures hung and get that stuff put away, or, you know, make that final last run to buy those few things that I need to organize my drawer or whatever, because it's all about getting that home where you want it to be as the new year unfolds.
And Gretch, one thing I love about this hack is that, you know, New Year's resolutions can feel very negative and daunting and, you know, sort of something that is looming over you. Whereas this one word theme is very positive. Like, home is a very happy, fun word, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's, we're more able to keep what we want to do when we frame it in a positive way.
Yeah, yeah. You're rallying around a positive idea. And it's interesting because we talked about this idea back in episode 26, and we heard from listeners, and I think what they said that they were picking as their one-word themes really picks up exactly what you're saying, that it's somehow, it's a positive aspiration. It's something good that you want your life to hold more of. And people picked things like adventure, renew, energize, travel, rest, finish. Like, these are all ideas that feel good. You know, you're like, wow, if I had more energy in my new year, that'd be great. Like, it feels like something that you want to see more of. And that feels like very, like you're moving in a positive direction.
Yes.
It's not like doing your homework and tackling all the things
right
that have been on your to-do list for the last 3 years.
Well, Gretch, it's going to be fun to see how you and I do with our words this year. Repurpose and home.
Yeah.
I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. And we hope this hack makes your holidays a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.